gods to come. Orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it to your home of World Poetry Addiction. We are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill. On my left-hand side, he is Michael Amade, with the initials behind his name, GSD. And in case you're wondering what that is, that's Get Stuff Done.
Yes, I'm here with the emotional intelligence of a rock, apparently. But I'm here and I'm happy.
And on his left-hand side, and the irreplaceable one of all three of us, he is the Half Squatch.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'll tell you, you could take me out of the mix, put any other poet in, the show would go on. You could take Michael out of the mix, and you could put any other Rube into the mix, and the show would go on. You take the Half Squatch out of the mix.
As long as someone's paying for it.
Yeah.
You take the Half Squatch out of the mix, and the show would go to hell. Anyway, just saying.
You do just fine, Michael, in my absence.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got sponsors that bring you poetry. We got three of them. We've got KNET Books. Be sure to go out to KNET Books if you need a book to learn anything, something. You can rent it it's kind of like a library. You pay for it, though, and then you send it back when you're done. You don't have to worry about finding a place to sell it at a college bookstore or anything like that. They have college level, high school level, remedial poet level like mine. Anyway, then we've got naturebox.com. Be sure to go out to NatureBox, and if you want to eat healthy, live longer, check them out. They're a subscription service. You get snacks that are healthy, GMO-free, gluten-free, delivered to your door. Definitely give them some support. They're giving us support. And, of course, we've got Good Morning Snore Solution. Mm-hmm. It's an appliance you wear while you're sleeping. Be sure to save the loved one you sleep with or next to any extra snores. Check them out, goodmorningsnoresolution.com. And those are our three sponsors.
Woohoo! Well done.
Boom.
Boom.
All right.
So,
we're here for poetry.
We are. So, we want 1 to 3 minute long poetry. We want it free of the magical F-bomb. We want no hate speech. We don't want advertising unless you put it in a poem.
Add in a poem by J. Todd Underhill. Let me tell you about a radio show I'm sure you'll like. 8 p.m. each and every Friday night. It's World Poetry Open Mic, where poets are welcome.
I'm sorry?
Oh, we're trying to get you to turn it down.
Yeah, it was pretty
loud. Oh, well.
Pretty loud.
A little hot.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's all right. It's off now. So, that's kind of like the idea.
It's quiet.
No, it's fine. All right. So, now's the time you're going to want to call. 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766. We also have some submissions coming up. We need the first 5 tonight.
Yes. Call now. Meanwhile, the Hall of Justice, we're back and we are ready for action. Let me tell you.
Whoa!
If you're not dialed into our website, if you're not dialed into Michael's Facebook feed or my Facebook feed, you have missed out on some stellar news. World Poetry Open Mic is launching an annual poetry and music festival celebrating the symbiotic relationship between the two. And, it's September 19th at this wonderful place called Java Jam, run by Patrick and Gwen. They're like, hey, we're on board. We like your idea. And you know what? Ever since I've been putting the word out there, because literally this weekend we kind of went through the whole phase of JT and Michael getting me whipped into a manic state where I thought everything through within about 8 hours.
I'll take the responsibility for that one, JT. Sorry. Can I tell them how that happened really quickly?
Well, yeah,
that's kind of a funny story.
Share a story. Yeah.
Okay. Do you mind if I?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I'll cut off so
and
you
then,
can finish.
And then I'll, yeah.
But so we go out after the show. We're sitting there, and Jay Todd starts talking about this festival called Freedom Music Festival that he used to have. Kind of throw together with his parents.
Had friends come over and perform in my parents'
but
backyard.
It was a festival. Yeah. There was food and there was all this stuff there. But it was kind of a small, you know, a small thing. And JT ran sound for it, of course. And we were, you know, talking about how we missed it. Cause we haven't done it for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And so I said something like, you know, you really need to do that again. He's like, yeah, well, maybe next year. I don't have time. And I think you were sitting next to me. It was something where I
basically said, well, we should have been doing it like every year.
Yeah, we should never have stopped.
Right, should have never have stopped.
And then I made some crack where I saw something break in Jay Todd's brain.
Yes, yeah, you did. You basically said, let's try it.
Well, I mean, damn
no,
it, we
no,
can
it was
do
pretty
it.
Much a dare. You I basically called me
you.
Out.
I dared you.
You can't get
it
done.
And man, the next day, I'm playing with the Silent Still. We all get messages. You got to call at 8 a.m.
Uh-huh.
We went home at 2.
Uh-huh.
I went home at 1, and I laid awake until about 3 thinking everything through. Now, here's my funny story. I wasn't convinced at that point that this was going to happen. I went out for a drive with my wife, still thinking everything through. My wife actually helped me come up with the name that we gave it. Drive back into town. I'm like, boys, let's have a meeting and see how serious everybody is about getting this done. And I still wasn't convinced. I go to the meeting, and with as powerful and fervent as JT and Michael both felt about it, I knew that it had to happen. So Sunday, I kind of had to cool my jets because no one's open to do any business. But then Monday morning, I was like, Leroy Jenkins! And I called every venue I could. And luckily, Java Jam was the first to accept. And then the Inglewood Chamber of Commerce actually wanted to kind of steal us away. Well, not, I don't know.
I wouldn't say steal us.
Let's stay private about that. We met with a lot of city officials.
Yeah.
We met with some city officials this week. And kind of.
Yeah, it was fun.
Do we want to do the big version? Do we want to spend all this time just getting permits to do the festival? Or did we want to focus on making it really awesome and being able to put our energy there? And that's what we chose.
Yeah. We chose to focus on the energy and the art.
Yes.
Which is what we pretty much always do anyway.
And that's why I'm always have my head deep in a box of Nature Box.
There you go. All right. So we've got 5 of the best lineup. We don't want to make them wait any longer. I know. Crazy story. But hey, check out PozickMusicFestival.com. Or no, PozickFest.com. And find out about our live event that we're having September 19th. Please welcome to the line our first caller of the night. He is Chris from Michigan.
Our live event that we're having September 19th. Please
have the
line.
Our
first caller of the night.
It's
Chris.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Well, the new chat room sort of different. Anyway.
Well, yeah, but more people can partake of it this way.
I don't know about that. I'm still looking to see. And the thing for personal messages looks real strange. It's like other people can get in on your personal messages. So, different.
That's right. I'm sure you'll figure it out. Do you have poetry for us?
Yeah, I do, actually. But I did want to bring up one word to you, JT. Laurie Dyson at Writer's Cafe passed on.
Laurie Dyson?
Yep.
Did she write under any other name that I might know of?
Well, think Larry Dyson.
Okay.
It's a guy, and
He's
quite good on Writer's Cafe.
Yeah.
He's got some heavy-duty friends.
I do remember him. I misheard the name at first. I'm like, I don't think I know a Laurie Dyson. I thought it was a female Laurie.
It's L-A-U-R-Y Ames Dyson.
Uh-huh.
He was out of Magnolia, Texas.
Hmm.
Good man.
Sad news.
Anyway, I just wanted to bring it up that I got the news today from another friend that knew him on Facebook. And anyway, I just wanted to bring it up.
Quite sad.
It's worth the reading. And with that in mind, the poem I want to read, present this evening. I'm calling it a pause. I continue wandering, looking, thinking, looking again. There is a lot of depth given within this place. Depths that really require taking the time to breathe. Depths viewed from personal heavens and hells, while you live with and within your own. There are so many little voices flowing through the light and night here in this place many choose as a home. Each, while just a whisper, when taken by itself, adds together into a sheer, worthless roar that grasps and shakes me hard. It doesn't matter if the various poems I found were manuscripts of utmost greatness, or just the teasings of a bored to death with it all person, wishing that something were actually different somehow within their moment of life. And some people just really don't know how to express themselves better. But that doesn't invalidate the reality of what they feel as they take their precious commodity, their own time, and try to have someone, anyone, get it. If just for one unrepeated moment, just for that one instant, someone else can actually understand them, listen to them, hear them, hear about them, remember them as they are or were. Immortality is as you live it. Spelling be damned and grammar, a sheer joke as you choke on the tears. Yours and all the ones you wade through, reaching that moment of insight or madness, or whatever your moment might be. A pause. The sun is so, so warm right now. So softly caressing my face, neck, hands, while burning hard, scarring deeper and deeper still into my eyes as I stare longer and longer, unblinkingly awaiting the moment of peace only blindness can bring. Goodbye there. Take care, man.
Very good poem.
I hope somebody stops by his page, says something in the comments, maybe reads a couple of his, because he's well worth reading.
I hope all our listeners stop by his page.
It was almost the first day I was there. It's been a long time. Anyway, take care, guys.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris.
Take care.
Chris was like that with me. First moment I'm on Writer's Cafe, he's like, hey, who are you? Why are you so weird? Anyway, probably not. But
it's a question we've all been asked most of our lives.
Probably did say why are you so weird. No.
Yeah.
How are you so weird? How do you live as a human being?
Yeah.
I've been asked that before.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm not a human being. I'm a superhero.
No, I usually answer by just being like,
All right.
Quality broadcasting.
That was quality broadcasting right there. And they're giving us a live show as well as this? Oh, my goodness. We're in trouble.
We are live.
Well, no. Oh. Should we tell them what we're trying to pull off with the live show?
No. Let it come out as it...
All right.
As it develops.
All right. There's other surprises in the works, so to speak.
We'll let them know once we get it for sure.
But someone that's not a surprise, because he calls our show just about every week for the last almost 3 years running, please welcome Dennis from Michigan.
Hello, World Poetry Open Mic.
Hello, my brother.
Yes, well, it's a Friday night. The family reunion is on, and it's poetry night.
Heck yes.
Yes, I really enjoy look forward to Friday nights with being with you, and I have to say I like the idea of the anthology, and I hope you have get a lot of good submissions for it.
We've had a bunch this last week, but you know we're going to be taking them all the way through October. So
yeah,
please if you find people you think would be a great mix, have them call in, have them send some stuff in to us, and then also as you have more work, please send it in.
And I can guarantee you this: I'm going to write 3 or 4 never been published anywhere poems for the anthology myself too.
What?
Right?
Never. I'm not going to put it up anywhere.
Yeah.
So basically the stuff that no one really wants to
hear.
Yeah,
pretty
much. He'll put that. It'll be his weirdest poems.
No. I'm going to actually custom write them for it.
Oh, okay. It won't be the one about you and the dwarf and the goat and the jar of peanut butter? That's from a Muppets movie. That's a Muppets movie. That wasn't anything that bad.
Dennis, do you have something to save us from ourselves?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
But first, I'd like to share my condolence over Laurie Dyson. And we're sad to hear of his passing. And we hope that his family will be giving strength and comfort through this difficult time.
Yeah.
The poem I have tonight is a Shakespearean sonnet. The title is She Asked. She asked how much my heart did beat for her. Without a pause, I answered her this way: my heart doth echo loudly when thou art near, a feeling that I long for night and day. I asked her if her love for me could grow. She looked at me as if I'd asked too much. And then she said that only time will show. I knew it would. I felt it in her touch. Our banter back and forth intensified. We sparred with words, but flirted with our eyes. But would these anxious moments e'er subside and bring us to a place of happy sighs? Relationships can be a stressful thing, but worth the pain and pleasure that it brings. The end.
Very well done.
Thank
always
you very
your
much.
Work. Dennis, thank you. I really enjoy your work.
Well, thank you. I enjoy your work, too.
I've got some of my older pieces I'm going to read tonight. I haven't had a chance to write anything new. We've been insanely busy this week. I got to say, it's been through the roof.
It has been nuts week, yeah.
Very creatively busy, too, and we all appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dennis, you're really appreciated, man. Thank you so much, and thank you for being such a leader among our listeners and our poets. You really set a great example, and you help kind of guide people and keep them encouraged.
I do my part to encourage and to support this show, because it is such a blessing to all. And I thank you so much, and I'll close with God bless.
God bless you, Dennis. That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Some heavy hitters coming out of the gate, man.
That's what we need to do. We need to preview the venue and find out where we're going to put the pond and the balls.
We can always just bring a cup.
Didn't even think about it. Yeah, but that's just... It's not going to have the same tone.
It's not going to work if you don't have a koi pond. Just saying.
Yeah, because the fish get to avoid the balls coming through.
If you take the fish out, there's less density in the water. It changes the sound. The sound waves when they hit fish sound differently when they don't hit fish.
Okay, so if you want to actually read up on that, you can check out knetbooks.com, and you could actually know physics better than Michael. I'm just
which
kidding.
Isn't that hard? Actually, to be fair, you know what's scary? I'm learning physics.
What?
From knetbooks.
Nice.
Actually, it's the truth. I actually have some books that I rented off Knet.
Cool.
I'm about to become dangerous, guys.
Yes.
Just letting you know.
Very much so.
Karate and physics.
More dangerous than you already are.
Karate, physics, music, what could go wrong? Or no, right.
Something that can always go right is if you have Leo call your radio show and share some poetry.
Segue!
Beautiful segue. Butter smooth. How you doing, Leo?
Hello. How you doing?
Doing good. Welcome to our crazy show tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you something I have to say. I know you guys are really trying to make everything efficient for everyone, but you guys are really driving my limited brain cell crazy, you know, bouncing back. And notice I said cell, not cell.
Oh, you only okay? have one? You might want to take care of that.
All of them down.
Be real careful about that one. Yeah.
I only have one left. I gotta try to save it as much as possible. You know?
Well, brain cells are multifunctioning, so you can make do with that one you've got.
I've gone this far for probably 30 years with this one brain cell when I destroyed all the rest of them before that.
Can you imagine how powerful that one brain cell has to be to handle all this stuff?
You know how swollen it is after all that?
No, we call it swole. That's the difference. Yeah. It is a powerful brain cell.
I got to say, on a semi-related note, I had a friend that had a Geo Metro that ran on one shoulder forever and a day, and then it finally just gave up and quit. Not saying that about your brain cell, Leo. Go ahead. Do you have poetry?
Well, you know, I just want to make sure that I heard right also. You know, if I hit fish, you're saying I can change my tone? Something like that? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, if a sound wave hits a fish, it's different than it hitting a rock.
JT, throw a ball and hit a fish. Hold on. Okay,
now see?
Throw a ball and miss a fish.
See,
it does sound different.
It does. It's physics. That's why a wall sounds...
It's physics.
Refer to prior comments about one brain cell, okay? I'm not going to get the physics part.
Hey, man, it's okay. Fishy physics are always hard to understand.
When everything gets physical, I try to get out of the way.
And when you get really good at physics, you can create fishing.
And fish sticks. Fish sticks are a massive achievement of physics.
Yeah, that's right. How do you come up with the quota for the session? Okay?
Right. Well, you think
this session's on us because we're hurting your one brain cell.
How do you take a fish and turn it into a stick that's covered in bread? How do you do that?
Fish sticks. Okay.
Okay. When you're in a radio studio, Leo, very quickly before you read, because we want to get to your poem, really quickly, you know that you're winning the game of radio when both of your co-hosts have their heads just buried in their hands,
shaking their head.
And it's totally your fault.
And it's totally my fault, by the way.
Exactly. I just know I'm winning at this point.
Okay. Well, then I think I'll feel better. I think I feel better. Okay. I'm gonna wait till the end of the session to see if it's true. So, I completely just don't understand everything that's happening right now. So I'm just gonna read on and see if I catch up with you guys. But I don't know what to read actually, to be honest, because I haven't been writing at all lately, and I've been plagued with pink eye for like the last month and a half, so
no.
I haven't been seeing much of anything, you know. My eye has been kicking my everything else lately, so I'm going to read this one, and it's pretty raw, probably unfinished, but I'm just going to take a chance and throw it in there. It's called All I Need. So let me see what's happening. I feel like a creep when I seep of inconsistencies, of ways not to please. With ease, I cease to release what leads to encouragement. Discouraged when I do it again and again, I send wrong signals that dwindles the soul of a bowl of soup of lies. Though I try and try, I deny the cries that buy me the motivation to push to the top of this bottomless hole that entraps my soul. So my goal is to hone in on what most men can't find. Might as well be blind if I can't see what's before me. That the reason I'm here is probably all me. I won't blame anyone or shame myself. I did what I did, and that's it. so what else can I do? It has nothing to do with you either, I know. So I'll pick up and go, because this is where I can't stay. Moving forward's the way, and one day, maybe I'll say that it was meant to be anyway. Because I found what I feared and rewound it, with clear sight to my horizon, this mountain I'm climbing. And finding hope from inside is all the supplies I would need. Indeed. End poem.
Very well done.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that brain cells function on such a high level. Not like my brain cells do.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I can seep out every little morsel that I can out of that thing.
Totally,
with your help, of course, with these therapy sessions, you know, I couldn't do without it, so.
It's kind of like shaking the very last drop out of a milk bottle, isn't it?
That's right. Every single fluid of this little cell can zone in. I'm pulling out.
Wow, you guys are Freudian slipping down a slip and slide sized banana peel. My God.
Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
Thank you.
And sometimes it's a spaceship.
That's true, too.
That's another specimen right there.
Or it could be a fish stick.
No,
that's the other side. Okay,
fish
that's
stick.
A Leo.
Fish stick or fish lick? What did you just say?
Well, fish don't have tongues, technically. Eels do.
Okay.
But
all right. I'll try to keep that buried in my worm cellar.
Dude, it'll be one thing. That'll be the one piece of information that will save your life in the future.
It'll come up on Jeopardy right. One.
No, wait. Fish don't have tongues. And you have become a millionaire.
No, okay. It's going to be more like Leo's going to be testifying in court. The one answer, it'll be like, fish don't have tongues. Yes. Eels have tongues. And they'll be like, oh my God, Feynman's innocent.
Wow.
I'll probably come up with horseshoes have legs. Is that it? I don't know. I mean, something is going to come out wrong.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Leo.
I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Next time. That was Leo on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry. And wow, I have gone completely off the hook, manic. Self-inflicted, of course.
This is not off the hook, manic. You're good, man. Don't reach for the stars. We're okay right now.
Keep my feet on the ground and reach for the stars.
I love that. Shoot for the moon, even if you miss, you end up in the stars. No. You're not going to end up among the stars.
We'll end up in the Oort cloud.
You'll probably end up caught back in the gravitational pull of Earth. Technically, depends on how well you shoot for the moon.
Depends on how much fuel you have. What kind of motor you have. There's a lot of variants there that we can't really nail down.
A trampoline's not going to cut it.
Definitely not. All right. Please welcome our next caller from Texas. She is Elaine. Hello. Elaine?
Elaine.
Houston, we may have a problem. Can we put Elaine on hold and bring her right back and see if that trips and triggers?
Well, she's there.
Elaine? I mean,
the connection's there. She may have stepped away. We can come back
to her.
Let's
put her on hold. We'll come back to her.
You know, poetry is too powerful to be stopped by a trip to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You can quote me on that.
Especially when you have a phone and you can just take it in the bathroom.
Yeah, but only you know, classy people like you and I do things like that.
Well, sometimes, and our technical producer can attest to this, sometimes business has to happen multifunctioning.
So that one time you called me and you were reading that poem about sunrise in the woods, and I heard the stream
I'm
in the
here,
background.
I'm here.
Hey, yeah, welcome back. Hey. See, we're buying you time.
Oh, it was my fault.
Wasn't working there for a while.
My fault.
Oh, our producer is saying it's his fault, which really it isn't. He can just blame me, and it would probably be true.
J. Todd's fault.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, it sounds like you need some Southern stuff in there now.
We need lots of Southern stuff in here, yeah.
Okay, well, say when ready.
We are ready, whenever you're ready.
Okay, great. Well, this is a little something, I don't usually do prose poetry, but I was sitting alone in a sandwich shop across the street from the university where I work and doing a little bit of free writing. And this came out of that, and I'm calling it high-heeled sprouts. Okay? Red eye?
Ready.
Go. Ah, the beautiful people. Some obviously know it. Others don't, or just don't care. We notice their beauty, their sensuality and youth mixed with innocence, whether we admit it or not. Girls strive for attention, tottering about in high heels with colorful hair or risky tattoos. Guys use their attitude, and if they have it, their altitude, to offer their attractive wares. Either might use muscles of the body or brains, all in a dance, an endeavor to find a mate. Listening to the sandwich shop, unfamiliar music plays and sprouts are consumed. Quiet conversation leads the beautiful people to hold hands. But what are sprouts to one who loves strawberry ice cream? They are but chewable sticks and likely not as nutritious as the sprout growers would have us believe. Ah, more familiar music states all you need is love. Love is all there is. My love is vast and spread around to many, yet focused also on one set of blue eyes framed with remarkable smile lines. He is my strawberry ice cream. We found each other many pounds ago. And our love is there, it is here, it is everywhere, and stronger than any high-heeled sprout could imagine. The end.
Very well done, Elaine.
Thank you.
We've missed your voice on our show. Thank you for calling
us
again.
Thank you, I appreciate it. A lot of times on Friday nights, you know, it's 9 o'clock here, and I go...
So what do you do at the university? I got to ask.
Do what?
What do you do for your job at the university?
I am in a research group working with data having to do with radioactive waste. So it is extremely boring, and I have plenty of time to think about more important things such as writing and poetry and my other various entertainments that I do.
So you research radioactive waste and you call our show. That makes sense. That's part of the research.
I was going to say I was part of that research study too, but I was the one taking the pills of the radioactive waste.
Oh, is that why? Yeah. And that's I fell into some radioactive waste. That's why my face is green.
Yes, and you know what? You guys have an interesting equal and opposite reaction to all of the depressing things I see you put on Facebook and these serious poems that come through, and then y'all drift off into fish sticks and tongues.
Yeah.
And
tongues.
Well, see, so it's not
I
interesting.
Like the
it's
comic
just
relief that helps a bunch.
I'm glad. I'm drifting off into fish sticks is a T-shirt that has to be made. I think. Now.
Yes.
Well, okay. There you go. See, I've helped you create a new product. So.
Well, thank you.
It's all about creation, Elaine.
Okay. All right. Thank you all so much. I appreciate the opportunity, and y'all keep it up, doing well. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you later.
That was Elaine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Man.
So, there's been a fervor on Facebook. She was talking about depressing stuff.
A fervor on Facebook?
Yeah, a fervor on Facebook. About a furry friend.
About a furry friend?
Yeah.
Cecil
the Lion. And you know what? I'm not really worried about whether you sit on one side of the fence for animal rights or not. What my mind pondered is, was Cecil white and gold, or was he blue and black?
Oh my God.
All right, sorry.
Are you serious?
Totally playing.
He went there, didn't he?
I kind of think we need to have a fundraiser to get him trained for media. I am
a public relations nightmare waiting to happen.
That's the thing, yeah. Get you trained by a publicist who tells you, don't say stuff like that.
I'm neutral on hunters' rights and animals' rights and what one believes, but the whole dress thing has me confused because I've seen it both ways.
Man, every dress thing I've ever encountered has me confused.
We were talking about that before the show. But we're not
if you're arguing about the color of the dress, your problems are much bigger than mine, but at the same time. What?
No, I truly agree.
Everybody's so exasperated with me today. I'm Exasperman.
Nah, you're okay.
Exasperman?
I think I just created a new superhero.
Nice. Yeah, you did.
Able to make poets shake their head in one comment. He is Exasperman.
Wow.
All right, so our last caller of this segment, we'll just go to her right now. We'd like to say, happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, sorry. Wow.
Happy birthday from all of us to you.
That was
we
really...
wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Hey!
And now we're getting sued. Hey!
All right. No, we're not.
Hi, Barbara.
I knew that last one.
Hello, Barbara. Happy birthday.
Thank you for the happy birthday. I only heard part of it because I turned you off.
You only heard part?
Yeah, it was happy birthday.
We're trying to. That was a jazz improvisation on mouth trumpet. That's my third instrument is mouth trumpet.
Wow.
Well, they did sing. Yeah, I did have. I did have a little wine tonight. Not much, not too much. And they did sing happy birthday to me in the restaurant where we went.
Oh, excellent.
They did have chocolate cake. So
nice. Wait a second. They had chocolate cake and they sang happy birthday?
That.
Is this heaven? Do you live in heaven, Barbara?
I do.
That part of heaven is just called Connecticut.
This is Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
They're synonyms.
It was a gastropub.
They're synonyms? That's funny.
Yes. After all these people I didn't know came up and wished me happy birthday.
Really? Well, that's really nice.
Yes, they were coming out of the restaurant. They all wished me happy birthday. So.
And did you told them it was your birthday, right? They didn't just take it upon themselves?
My daughter did. She She flipped out after we finished our main course. And she pretended to go. I don't know where. And she came back in a second, and I knew. You know, it's you know.
You just know, yeah.
And then out came the cake with the candle.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
I've had a great birthday. It's like over 200 people have wished me happy birthday on Facebook. And
beautiful.
I'm way more popular than me. Jeez, Barbara.
I am very popular.
I live all my entire life is about a popularity contest on Facebook. That's all I focus on, and that really sets the bar high.
Yeah, he's got five friends too on Facebook.
Yes, I got five real friends
tonight too.
I like to keep my friends in odd numbers.
On a blue moon, yes.
In a blue, yes. Once in a blue moon tonight.
In keeping with the. The blue moon aspect. I wrote a poem, not because it was a blue moon, but just because I was in that mood, and I call it Aura of Possibilities. You know, aura. You know what an aura is. Everyone knows what an aura is. Aura of Possibilities. The flower buds rise in front of me from long, thin green fronds poised to open, about to burst forth, with yellow flowers seen poking from a precocious one in the crowd. I stand to check it out, moving closer to see it. I had been sipping my iced vanilla non-fat latte in the time between appointments on a bench near Starbucks, alone and alone in my heart. My thoughts ramble in the soft breeze as I ponder living without you. A separation so painful, it is as if a limb were severed. The bleeding has stopped and a scar formed over the cut. Yet I imagine you here, sitting beside me on the bench, probably doing the crossword from the New York Times on the page you tore and folded to carry with you, or on your phone as you later did. My imaginary limb there once more, making the world fall for me, like the time you were still here, when I felt complete, and not as if I were dangling in the air. But wait, the garden speaks to me. You are a bud waiting to open, and though some of mine have withered and dried, the strong live on. and I knew I was in the aura of possibilities.
Very well done, birthday girl.
Absolutely. Barbara, great job. Hey, I wanted to let everybody know, if you want to check out more of Barbara's work, go to Red River Radio, and then you can check out Tales from the Pages.
What?
Oh, you're doing
thought,
it for me.
I thought it was
for the birthday present.
It's a birthday gift. Don't be a jerk.
You said we can't advertise unless we put it in a poem.
It's okay.
That'll cost you some money.
Okay, great.
And I'm just going to put something on the chat room for people.
That's okay.
I can't put it in a poem, so maybe I can think of a...
You can't think of anything that rhymes with .com?
Senior prom.
There you go.
What went wrong? .com. Does that exist? Because that should happen.
Donkey Kong?
Amy McCorkle. She doesn't have a snorkel.
Oh.
But she does have letters to Daniel.
Oh. There you go.
That isn't a spaniel, but it is a play that you might want to see on your way in Kentucky.
There you go. I like it. Thank you, Barbara, and I hope your birthday is as happy as you sound.
Thank you. Thank you. My daughter is just about landing now, I hope. So she's coming home. She went to Phoenix and on a business trip, and she's coming home and wasn't here for my birthday, so this will be nice when she comes home.
Well, I hope she has a safe landing.
Me too. I'm hoping to see that she landed. Okay, well, take care.
All right.
Thank you, Barbara.
Here she is. Yes, she landed for everyone who didn't.
Beautiful.
She landed.
All right, she landed on with the show. Thank you, Barbara, very much. We'll talk to you during the return engagement.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio.
Check this out. Here's an example. Snorkel, Borkle, Shoe, Poopy Doop, Red River Radio will throw you for a loop.
That's well done.
Well done.
I'm impressed.
It's ridiculous. But it's that easy. It takes you 30 seconds.
All right. Do you have a submission?
I have a submission.
Oh, okay.
I thought he said we had lots
of
submissions.
Well, I wasn't sure how we wanted to go back, because we always talked about it.
Our poets that want a particular platform. I get to do this every week. Everybody does it.
So we had a lot of submissions come in for the anthology. We had just a few for the show. So here is one from a longtime favorite, Steve Janka. This is from 1971 in Vietnam. It's called King. King was a patrol dog I worked for the SPS. Walking around the clubs was a breeze, breaking up fights, no longer chasing Charlie. It's like a vacation. Was it work? Not hardly. But King was not too friendly, not even to me, and there were some times we did not agree. Once he was bad, and I jerked hard on his chain. Off his head it flew, and I stared at him in the rain. 110 pounds of dog was growling. I thought any second now I would be howling. I whispered a prayer, then said, King, good boy, please don't bite me. I'm really sorry. Good boy, I'm really sorry. I tried to put the chain slowly around his head. This mistake could cost me his teeth, is what I dread. He growled but did not attack. I proceeded to give him his goodies without lack. I was extra nice to him from that day on, till my short stay with law enforcement was gone. And that was from Steve Janka. It's called King. It's from 1971 in Vietnam.
Very well done, Steve, and thank you once again for your service to our country. Not all of our country was nice to you in return, but there's us that realize the sacrifice you gave up in honor, and thank you for it. All right. That does it for that segment.
All right. Let's get into segment two.
Let's get five more poets to call us. Why don't you just dial 720-240-9766.
This is five poets who have not called in and been on the air yet tonight. 720-240-9766.
That's unique. Nice. Even C.W. McCall has the ball hitting the water. Just saying. Wow.
That is...
It's like working with a bunch of 12-year-olds.
You're full of brilliant quotes tonight. That's amazing. That was a great one. I love it.
You know, and talk about great timing We had a last-minute poet come in and save us with 25 seconds left to go in that last song from the return engagement. So we are going to be doing one more segment of unique callers. If there are unique callers out there, the next segment is the one you're going to want to join in. Right now, we do have our five queued up. From right here in Colorado, please welcome Chris.
Hello.
Hello, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. So, so you might be tempted to venture up north a little bit to see our live performance on September 19th?
Oh, yeah. I was having a little bit of internet trouble there in the beginning, but, I think I heard some mention about that.
Yeah, you know, we've got this little festival that we're trying to do where we celebrate music and poetry together at a place called Java Jam. Actually, it's a little bit closer to you than Denver is because it's on the south end of...
Yeah, it's in Lone Tree right on where I-25 and C-470 meet.
Oh, yeah, I was there a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, it'd be a great place
to have you. Have to come all the way into the city. We made it convenient for you.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Yeah, we were thinking just about you, man, the whole time. Yeah.
That's great convenience.
Right on.
So you got a poem for us?
I think so, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Right on. I'm kind of playing off the theme that I read last week on death. This poem is about a dream I had. It wasn't so much fun then until the end. But it doesn't have a name, but it was written on April 8th, 2015.
Okay.
All right. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, or no evil yet. I know that soon something monstrous will come calling. I just hold fast to Jesus that I don't get caught yawning, and bored that I lose my vigil. This lonesome walk perpetuated better in the middle, with the constant repetition of not so many words. I walk through this valley, but my spirit is protected from hurt. My body bleeds, as torture can be prolonged. My patience is tested, but still I hold on, not even betraying the one that cut off my head, walking side by side the judgment with him instead, and standing there before the judgment seat. I never condemn him, but him I no longer see. As the gates of heaven open very wide, I take a few steps as fear further slips me by. That love fully encompasses my being. The test is time, worth it indeed. For I see some, and others I know. Many of the saints that I did not pray to for show. I see the mansions never with locks. I see the greatness I can never give up. Thank you.
Beautiful.
That was really nice.
Very well done, Chris.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, that was great, man.
Well, I certainly look forward to meeting you on September 19th. It'd be a great thing.
You guys as well. Have a good night. I'll be listening, yeah?
All right.
Thanks a lot. Have a great one.
That was Chris on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Wa-bam!
Wa-bam!
Wa-bam! Yes.
Oh, no. We're going to go there again.
You are so talented with that, man. How do you do that? It's like your lips don't even move. That was amazing.
Did you see that
he covered his mouth when he did that?
And made his ears wiggle.
That's so strange.
We have the best producer in radio.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true. The thing people don't really realize is he's keeping the power for this whole show going with a tiny little hamster wheel by his feet.
There he is. Working. That's why he's sweating so much. It's not that the job is stressful. It's just he's got to keep moving.
And yet, a lot of people are like, hey, why don't you guys just plug it into the wall? And I'm like, you don't understand. JT's a bit of a hipster. He likes doing everything like they did in the 30s.
Exactly. Wow. All right. So, our next caller, please welcome from New York to save us from ourselves. She is Lorraine.
My hand fell asleep. That means it's going to be up all night.
Your hand should be taking a nap.
It should be. I mean, holy, I got to get a lighter phone. That's the problem. I don't know where to start. I know you're very busy tonight, so I'll make it real quick. It's as I can. I don't think I read this. It's called Saints and Sinners.
Okay.
Saints and sinners, we all look the same. We drive cars, ride buses, some take the train. We're shoulder to shoulder when we fight our wars. Open windows each morning, at night we lock doors. We attend school, and some never leave. We marry, divorce, and we learn how to grieve. We make rules, we break rules. We speed through red lights. We cruise on vacations and work business flights. We have good days and bad days. We can be kind or cruel. We try damage control not to look like the fool. We buy homes, we sell homes, live in one-room apartments, share dorms, weather storms, and shop in departments. We fill sidewalks and boardwalks, ride coasters for thrills, eat popcorn, watch movies, hop on scales, and pop pills. We fill hospital beds, lay in morgues, side by side, tell lies, then confess when there's nothing to hide. That thin line that divides us can change on a dime. All we possess is the luxury of time. The end.
Boom.
Throwing down.
Thank you.
Very well done, Lorraine.
And with a hand that was asleep.
Yeah.
That's usually enough to make me call into work.
Well, that's better than the leg going to sleep. That really drives me crazy.
And you know. Yeah, and when
I
your leg...
all night.
Well, if you have one leg that goes to sleep and the opposite hand goes to sleep, then you're just completely, like, you can't even just use one side of your body.
I can't conceive moving that way. That's, my husband told me, I was holding the line, he said, why don't you play solitaire? I've lost that. And it's like calling the suicide hotline and being put on hold. It's really...
That's
anyhow,
true.
I love you guys. I was only kidding about that, but I love you guys.
Hey, thank you, Lorraine.
Should I try again, or...
We're not right away. We're going to try and do one more segment. I'd give it about 15, 20 minutes before you try again.
You got it, and I will be here. Hopefully
all right.
Awake. Both hands.
Okay, awake with both hands. That's excellent.
That's a good book title, actually. That was Laredo World Bojo, but Mike, the next evolution of Bojo. It was like that whole conversation was designed to try and bait me into saying something on the air that I didn't want to say.
Have you forgotten the fact that I will, on a very long tail, like troll people into saying things I want them to say?
Yeah, and you didn't succeed that time.
I have done that, yeah.
I do apologize about the buzz. I don't think it was on our end.
Yeah. You know, that reminded me.
On that one.
Back in 90, I worked in a 7-Eleven. And before there was, flash mobs or anything like that, I actually had a poet bomb on my show. This dude just showed up and recited poetry in my store. And with the old lighting that was in the 7-Eleven, it was just like that. And I'm like, am I in a David Lynch film?
I often ask that when we're hanging out. Am I in a David Lynch film? Maybe you are in a David Lynch film.
I truly believe that if my life story is made into a movie, it's going to need two directors, David Lynch and Quentin Tarantino.
True. Yeah. I would agree with that. I would like to throw a little bit of... I wish Stanley Kubrick would be in it, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No. But I could see him doing your life.
Only with the soundtrack to Eyes Wide Shut.
Anyway, our next caller, please welcome from Kentucky, he is Philip.
Howdy, fellas.
Hello, how are you?
I am well, young man. How have you been, J-Dog?
Been doing well, and very busy for the last week.
Well, that's good. Have you been sifting through your collection of found poems?
Absolutely not. I've been busy trying to get this... show booked.
The venue going. Okay. All right.
Yeah. We got all that done. But my impression of J Todd from last week till now has been, hey J Todd, you really should think about doing a show this year. What? That's my impression of J Todd this last week, because that's basically what he's been doing.
Well, no, I was resistant at first, really, to be honest. And
he resisted.
One of my
first
mental hurdles is we kicked around the idea of keeping the name from the first set of music festivals, and I'm like, no, we need to change the name. And so that was one of my hurdles. There's a couple others, but
He
that's all for therapy sessions.
He's incredibly limber for a man.
I'm limber girl for a man? I put on deodorant, dude.
I'm gonna be good and remember this is a family show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I'll get to it then. Again, one of my lengthy titles. Notes taken during that hazy period where I dropped out for nearly 3 years when a group of boy-safe MDs wanted my diagnosis regarded as schizophrenia, though the majority vote outbid for acute psychosis by only a two-hand margin. And yes, that's supposed to be slightly sarcastic there.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. All right, here it goes. Art is not in the galleries, but among miscreant alleys, where criminals and allies meet by street lamps brighter than riverbed fool's gold. A lonesome child whistles at stars above the bovine grazing herds, with monk-bowed heads pristine, black, and dingy white. Nights that wander away without me, polluted horizons swallowed like a blue vein, swilling warm poppies that have rusted iron oxide brown, flown all the way stateside via the Orient Pearl. Listen to the gruff talk from unshaved men whose fortunes are gamble-lost and drug-dazed as Sunday virgins. Turning on and tuning in to my psychedelic TV, I see Bluebeard's bees blur deep in summer pollen distances, gilded by wild sylvan yellow flowers, sunbright as dandelions, champagne horizons where blossom singular stars and ovary moons. I suckle the green from my succubus's anime large eyes, beastly femininity whispering for profane synergy secrets that multiply with ceaseless arousal times myriad tens and infinities sublime, wrapped tighter than a nun's cowl-like hood, untouched as unread fairy tales. And there it is, fellers.
Very well done. Thank Brother, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Your style reminds me very much of a best friend I had who passed on. The way you read and everything like that, it's a true gift to have you call on our show. Please don't ever stop.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and that touches me deeply, and I hope eventually to learn more about your friend, maybe to get to read some of his poetry, and I'm sure we can either do that on Facebook or et cetera, exchange information, but I'm very touched by that. Thank you so much, Jay Todd.
I'm sure I can find one or two laying around to send you.
Okay, yeah, that would be great. Yeah, and I think you've got my email, and if you don't, I'll give it to you on Facebook, et cetera. But I look forward to calling back and listening to fellow poets, so cheers to you guys.
Cheers, brother.
All right.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio.
Now, boom.
His voice, nothing like that reminds me of him. Just the way he carries off the cadence, the way he carries off his poetry. The word selection is very much similar to Robert Mordlin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
And after the way I was feeling last night, I spent some time in a song that reminded me of him. I was like, Philip, what a true gift. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. All right. Wow, this has been a crazy, insane week. We did meet with some city officials. Now, we're not going to out anybody or anything like that. I just am very proud of the fact that within 5 minutes of the meeting starting, I got the hire of the two elected officials to call me an ass. And JT was there for that.
Yeah, he did it. He succeeded. Mentioning now,
one
thing.
Place. Yeah, one place.
What did you mention?
We can't go into it on.
You can't say what you mentioned.
Can't say it on. Yeah.
Really?
Well, we'll tell you. After.
We'll tell you.
How'd you get the guy? Well, you got a mayor. We're not going to say what city.
Right.
We got a mayor to call you an ass this week.
It was
beautiful.
That's. So. That is something to be proud of, my friend.
I am very proud of it. It was almost as good as when I get my wife to call me a jackass. And that's my job as a husband, is to get her to say it one time a day.
See, but you're her only husband.
Yeah.
This guy
is
the mayor
of
a pretty big city.
Yeah, it's really true. Big city, actually.
And, you know, he's an astute, he astutely can read people. So, you know, he knew from the moment he sat down with all of us that we were all that.
A truer word was not said at our meeting?
He's like, you're an ass. Yep.
Yep. All right.
But he said that about all of us, too.
Yeah. No, he's a good guy. Coming up next from New Jersey, please welcome June.
Yes.
Hey.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's you.
Okay, hold on. Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
Paying attention. But I wasn't in the chat. All right, I was having fun.
Oh, I see.
You were paying attention to where you shouldn't be paying attention to. Never mind the man behind that curtain.
I love it. I'm having a great night, and I'm psyched for poetry because I just got back from another local poetry group, the South. I'm in New Jersey, obviously. Yeah, I hope you know that.
Yeah.
And I'm being like a member of this cool society that's local. I was looking for it. It's the South Jersey Poet Society, and they've been doing it like for 36 years. I've only been there like 2 or 3 years.
Well,
but anyway.
Hey, did you tell them about really our little show?
Okay. I have one. It's a short one, but it's kind of cool, I think.
All right.
I'm going to put my glasses on so I can see a little better. Okay. There we go. So I don't have to, like, pause and all that fun stuff. All right. It's called Food for Thought. Chicken soup is good for a cold. All my life, that's what I've been told. Honey and lemon in your tea, natural healing for you and me. Chocolate, dark or light, gives us all romantic feelings of delight. Sweet little sayings once in a while are sure to make us all smile. Little caring comments spoken are more than just a small token. Life-changing moments in your voice tone makes us feel happier, even if it's on the phone. Taking time out for another in need, with a sincere loving prayer, you are sure to succeed. The end. Thank you.
Great one, June. The next time your group of poets...
I'll calm myself down on that one. You know how you get, like, really hyped?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys don't know about that, right?
No, not at all. You haven't heard that on our show?
Like, I know you do understand that.
So I've got a favor I want to ask you.
Yes.
The next time your group of poets meets, tell them all about our show. Mm-hmm. Have them all call in.
Do you want to know something? Yes. I did say that. I was trying to print it up. Yes, I told this, and this one was very interested. She's really, you know, quite the little drama. Like, she was, and I didn't have the phone number with me, and she didn't do, like, I said, you can call in even if you don't have a computer, but she said, I can't hear it then. That would be a problem, yeah.
We've got quite a few callers that don't listen and call in.
Yeah, so, I mean, she's definitely a great reader. She's wonderful. I mean, so, and I couldn't print it up. I don't know. I was trying, and I was going to be late for the thing. So I wanted to print it up to give them, because they do, obviously, different people from local or different places will get bringing information. Yeah, I want to do that.
Right.
I don't know if you have a... like.
Does your friend... I know she doesn't have a computer. Does she have a smartphone, perhaps? Because she can get the Mixlr app on the smartphone and listen that way, too.
But you know what? You know what? You just gave me an idea, June.
Okay.
I think what we might do is put together just a small little, like... PDF or a little thing that you can, and it will be targeted for anybody who wants to just print off a piece of paper and take it to their poetry group to let them know about it. We'll make it so it's really easy to do and has all the information, and you can just hand it to somebody, okay?
Damn it, June, you're brilliant.
Because I have two people. Actually, I have another group. I am psyched. Let me tell you, I'm very enthusiastic when I start on something, because there's another group that we're kind of visiting, our group. It's local, and they are, I know that they would be interested, because you know how us poetry people, we get a little ham in us, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, we like to project and share.
We're nothing but a huge ham and cheese sandwich, yeah.
Unwrapped.
On and on until you stop. They're like, anyway. So, yeah, I have some people that would be interested, but I couldn't, like I say, print it up on my computer. I don't know what the problem with the...
That's right. We're going to try and troubleshoot that by next week as well. Okay, June?
Yeah. So
expect someone to show up at your house and try to fix your printer at about 4 in the morning. No, okay, June.
It works, but I don't know if the cohesion, something doesn't go with the computer. I don't, like, I can copy things. I don't know.
All right. June, thank you so much for your support and everything. We look forward to hearing from you, possibly in the return engagement.
Okay, but you don't do regular mailing. You just do it on computer, right? Is that correct?
Not yet.
We haven't done a real mailing, but we'll talk about this outside of here, too.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Cool. Thank you, June.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
That was June on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio.
So I've been sitting here in the chat room. Oh, I'm waiting for it. Oh, okay.
You're sitting in the chat room?
I'm sitting in the
chat
room.
That's a tight squeeze.
Etherically in the chat room.
Etherically,
yeah. And Mariah's like, I'm almost finished. Stall! Stall! Well, now she's done. So now...
It's someone with a poem that's not even dry yet, please welcome...
No.
JT's going, stall! Stall! I'm not done yet!
Okay.
There were more stalls, it'd be Studio X.
Please welcome Mariah.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Is your hand cramped? Is it asleep by chance?
No, my mind is almost asleep.
Your mind is almost asleep?
Okay.
Yeah, so all right. Oh, yeah, I understand. It's been a long week.
Typing furiously.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Angrily or quickly, do you mean?
Quickly.
Is everybody else in the studio asleep? What's going
no,
on here?
No, we're letting her read.
Oh.
If you'd be quiet, she'd actually read her poem.
Oh, okay. I'll
you
be quiet.
You do have
now.
Poetry for us, do you, okay. Mariah?
Well, let's switch.
No, your jackass is click.
She was trying to say something.
Sorry.
Sorry. So do you guys want to hear the poem that I finished like 30 seconds ago?
Sure.
Okay. I'm on a prose kick, so pretty much everything I've been writing lately is prose. So I wrote another letter to a user on All Poetry, and she doesn't know that I was writing this. And she hasn't seen it. I'm going to post a link on her profile. But she had written a letter for the contest that I had entered with the letter I read a couple weeks ago. So I'm going to write to her. So this is called Correspondence. To the girl whose real name doesn't matter. You don't know me. Our paths have never crisscrossed across atlases or meandered through poetic prose on our way home to wherever it is we came from. We have never smoked cigarettes on rooftops together or hung on threads suspended by the moon. You have never heard words from my lips, and I have never traced your thoughts out loud in some random lines thrown together in what may or may not be poetry. I think it is, but some don't seem so sure. I steal your words from you, my dear, and somehow try to become that chameleon you write about, blending into the background and changing with the tide so that maybe life won't be so hard. I don't know you. I don't know who you write about when you talk about the alcohol, but I wanted to let you know you're not alone. Everyone always thinks it's the addict who needs to be strong, when in reality, the caregiver is left just as broken. That's the bad thing about caring, sometimes. You get too involved until you are left with just the shadow of your inner selves as we search through our nightmares. Dream with me, you who consider yourself a daughter of Poseidon, for we are part of that glitter-dusted galaxy you speak of, and we are dreamers in a world of darkness. We shall fly to the moon, my love, leaving trails of ice and wisdom in the comet tails behind us. We will be that shooting star from someone in need of a wish, and we will grab onto each other's hope when we feel it slipping away. Ravenna, you are beautiful. We share the same survivor status, and it can be easy to forget what makes us strong when what we tend to focus on is the pain.
Sincerely, someone who wishes to know you. End poem. Very well done. Nice prosatry. Mariah, are you going to call back for the return engagement?
I shall.
Awesome. You're welcome to. We're going to try one more segment because you did fill us up right at the last segment. Stay tuned, because I'm not sure if there anybody else is going to call, but thank you for supporting our show. Mm-hmm. All right, that was Mariah on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Boom.
I didn't mean for you to stop talking altogether.
How was I supposed to take that? I
mean, well, no.
I was feeling being scolded for even opening my mouth.
I wasn't scolding you. Scolding you is a whole different story.
But turn around. When you have a newspaper in your hand, you're like, no! Stop!
That comes later at Applebee's.
Scolding happens with boiling water.
Oh, no, that's scalding. Wow, thank you, brother. All right.
I always thought it was scalding hot.
Let's go back a few years.
How were you treated as a child?
We're going to go back a few years into the Underhill Vault. And I was treated poorly as a child, if you really want to. Oh, you were talking to me. I know.
Jeez, man.
All right. God, you think this is a show about creative people talking about feelings the way everybody's complaining about their childhood.
Like it's poetry or something.
Jeez.
All right. So, it's not a... not a hidden secret at all that I am a huge Tolkien fan.
No.
With the last name of Underhill as my nom de plume.
Gave me a book on Merp.
Yep. And then, you know, having Gollum tattooed on me and stuff. So there's no doubt who inspired this poem. This is entitled The War of the Orb. A long time ago, in a kingdom of elves, deep in the chamber where no man delves, there is a power that no man has seen before that is hidden behind many a door. A great power from the depths of hell, its exact purpose no one could tell. But now the men live in fear from the power within the sphere, the armies amassing within, with battle lines drawn, the troops are ready and awaiting the dawn. They sharpen their swords, sweat on their brow. At dawn they shall take the power somehow. But the war will rage for many a day. Most will die in a horrific kind of way. Not knowing where the orb will end up, next to the wizard's rod, amulet, and cup. A symbol of a forgotten war and senseless death. As his pipe smoke rolls out, the wizard's breath. He ponders the horrid past and does not speak. As a single tear rolls down his weathered cheek. 1989, ladies and gentlemen. That was when I was...
much younger?
Much younger. 19.
Really, really?
I was 19.
No kidding.
Wow.
Good stuff.
You know, it was just a couple years ago.
Yeah, just a few.
Just a couple years.
I was 9.
Thanks.
I'm just saying that to be a jerk. I'm kidding. I was 57.
Yeah. In dog years.
In dog ears, yes.
In dog ears.
In dog ears.
All right, so we did say we're going to try one more segment. A lot of people have contacted us and said, hey, it's really hard to get through. You guys are a very popular show. I think this segment's going to be the one you're going to want to try. If you've never called our show before, tonight or any other night, you would want to call 720-240-9766.
It's just a hunch, 720-240-9766. I would say that you should go.
Call me.
And you should give us a call.
That was Draven, close friend of the family. I can't hear myself because I turned my... There we go. Turn my headset down. Sorry. Your headsets are so good that I had them around my neck and it was like listening to an amplifier, my friend. He's got the best equipment.
It's totally an amplifier, for radio. Dude, that's what headphones are. They're an amplifier. They're speakers.
Well, no, I mean, it was like...
You can't hear your own voice?
It was like a live event.
I think you meant amphitheater.
I swear, I felt Bon Jovi in both sides of my neck.
I feel that all the time.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
Every time I listen to Bon Jovi, I feel it that way, too.
I've got a story once wrong
here.
He
hits me right in the heart of my bottom. You know what I mean?
So, we did get one caller this time, which triggers return engagement.
That's not how echoes work. I just thought I'd throw it out
there. That wasn't working. All right. Really weird. But let's go ahead and get this one caller out of the way. Please welcome from Texas. His name is Philip.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Glad you are back with us.
Now I've got to turn off my speakers again. This gets confusing.
You know, even with the speakers off, we get a little confusing from time to time.
Turn your speakers off. I'm going to spin around in circles.
Okay, that works for me.
It's crazy. I can't even remember which direction I was kind of...
All right, Philip, do you have a poem for us?
I have a poem for you. Yes, it's one I was almost disqualified from competition because although it's blank verse, it's blank verse plus.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a sustainer. So it goes on a bit. I hope you can forgive me for that.
You know, we've had a sustainer or two on our show. I don't mind it at all. Go for it, brother.
Okay, then. It's called The Source of Strength. And it was written for a friend of mine whose house had just burnt down. She wasn't too happy about that. Okay. I might have sat by the stream or leant against the barn, depending on the time of day or where I'd find some shade. Even a peaceful afternoon isn't silent, with water running over time-worn rocks. But if I look around, there is space for everything. The earth breathes gently, knowing the walls must stand. This time is too fragile to hold in your hands. Pebbles are patient, but water is cold. My hands search for flat stones. Do you remember the barn, the comfort of hay and gravel that rattled on the walls? At times there were no words. Timbered shade said we were alone, free to fill spaces only the mind can reach with thoughts of running. The day you arrived, people came running to help you from the ground. They saw your hands torn as you made your escape. This is your space now, you who observe the world from within. The barn, too, grew from the ground, strong to give shade and shelter. You rested your house's walls to draw the strength. Did you know the walls would fall? Not even the shouts of people running could save it. And then they paused to mourn the shade. This was a fragile time. For a while it seemed your hands were lost, broken as the link with the barn. And now you must pause as your thoughts roam through space. Feel the earth breathe. There is no strength in space. Feel the earth breathe. The strength that spawned the walls also spawned you. You miss them, but you are the barn. When there is trouble, people come running. They know that when you open your hands, the earth extends a welcome to all in need of shade. So I sit sifting for pebbles in the shade. They skip across the surface. All around, your space drapes over hills as I weigh each small stone in my hands. I see no end. Some things will not be contained by walls, cannot be measured, are never won by hard running. Just reach out a hand. You can still draw from the old barn. Even when there is no shade, and only memories of walls, we will fill your space laughing and running as I hold your hand, sharing the love of an old barn.
Very well done, my friend.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think in your presentation, in your voice, in your accent, my sustinas would sound good.
I'm sure your sustina would sound good anyway.
I've only written like three or four of them. To be honest, the form of a sustina is so complex that I get a headache writing them.
Well, I just, when I approached this one, this is in fact the only sestina I've written. I wrote the first verse, put down the end of each line, and just filled in the gaps.
Aha! Uh-huh. Think about being efficient. Look at that, man. That's what
you put the
done.
Fish in efficient, let me tell you.
Because fish make everything better. I don't see what the problem is.
See how we bring it back around to fish?
It's like functional.
Philip, thank you for calling our show. I hope you call us for the return engagement as well.
Okay, then.
All right.
I'll be with you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
I used to have a beta fish. I called Alpha the beta.
That's
the truth.
And you called him maybe?
I don't believe you.
No, you know me well enough to know I'm not kidding about this.
No, I said, and then you called him A-B.
No, I called him Alpha the beta. That was his name. Alpha the beta. And he was a straight-up dominant fish. It was the best part about it is when I was living with my brother at the time, and he had some goldfish that he brought home one day. Didn't think. Put it in the tank.
Oh, nice.
With the betta. And
betta's like, dinner time.
Yeah, essentially the next day, come in and put the fish. Oh. So we found out what happens in many cases is the goldfish will attack the betta. So then the betta, strategically, will chew their fins off so they can't swim anymore.
Nice.
So basically, while I was sleeping, carnage was happening in the other room.
Too bad you didn't have a GoPro.
That's kind of like the story of your life. You go to sleep and carnage happens.
And then I wake up and more carnage happens.
Yes. Do you have a submission, Michael?
No, I do not.
You do not? No. Okay. J. Todd, you got another one?
I do.
You want to finish off?
Let me see if... I may hold off.
Okay.
You know what? Let's just go to the next segment, which is the return engagement.
All right. So everybody, I put this out in the chat room a little bit ago, but everybody who wants to read again, whether you're a new caller or you've already talked to us tonight, feel free to call in.
The only rules is the same old rules. No F-bomb, no hate speech, but the gloves come off. Here comes the return engagement.
720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766. You're going to want to call us now. God damn it, man. I tell you, we're doing a celebration of music and poetry, and you play the Spice Girls into the professor? What the heck were you thinking?
Having fun?
Yeah, he's living
with
you.
With whom?
He's living you.
I'm just kidding.
Bastard.
You.
Yeah, my brain was definitely frazzle zapping on that.
I think we need to get a neuralizer.
We do. So I can forget the last 10 minutes of my life.
Oh, wow. And just jump straight into the poetry again.
Dude, exactly. If we knew you were going to forget the last 10 minutes of your life, do you know the amount of crap that we would give you?
Oh, man.
All the stuff we could pull.
Whoa. Can we go back a little bit further to like last Saturday night? I have no clue we're doing a festival. No, I'm totally kidding. Totally kidding. All right, so we do have great poets lined up. Please welcome first from right here in Colorado, making his second appearance tonight. Please welcome Chris.
Hello.
Hello, welcome back.
Oh, hey, thanks. Awkward time.
No awkward pause.
You know, just Chris,
to gain traction and get into your poem.
I'm actually working on it, man. I'm trying to develop a line of mittens and gloves called awkward paws. They look like animal paws on the outside, but you're able to do things with, you know, your hands.
Well, without trying to advertise, I have a hot company. Maybe we can talk.
Ooh. All right, dude. Hey, come to the event in September. Let's talk.
Yes, we're going to meet in September for sure.
All right, sounds good.
All right, man.
So, my poem is kind of about an addiction, I think.
All right.
All right. I lit the lighter to lick the end, caught myself on fire to open my eyes and be here again. The things that I see that never really happen. Maybe they do. I'm just caught not knowing how to dispatch them or just patch them, make them into something that I can imagine. I lit the tree to find some heat, for how else am I supposed to sleep? Just to wake, to find myself not yet baked, there is a sober memory somewhere in the past, I'm trying to find it, but not very fast. I lit the fuse for my destruction, these dualistic causes, I just feel I can numb them. But I must conclude, what I need more than food is to stop this action. It's just not something that I can imagine. Thank you.
Good poem, but I gotta say, with the subject matter, I don't think you can become addicted to that.
You can be surprised, my friend. Mm-hmm.
They say it's a gateway drug. I didn't experience that.
Right.
Right on.
All right. Thank you for calling our show. Great poem, and we hope to hear from you next week, Chris.
Have fun, guys.
Right on. Thank you. That was Chris in Colorado on World Poetry Open Mic, the next Evolution in Poetry Radio. All right. From Chris in Colorado, we should go out to Michigan and talk to another Chris. Ooh. Please welcome the line, Chris from Michigan.
Hey, guys.
Hello, how are you? You guys are breeding. You've got many Chris's out there.
Hey.
Chris Corn?
Popular name. Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to put one of Larry Dyson's on.
Beautiful. I was hoping someone would do that.
It actually is. The only thing to be concerned about roses in this one is a metaphor. It is love and it is mature.
You know what? I think we'll make special exceptions.
It doesn't have any bombs.
That's good. We're good.
It's called Wild Roses, a poem by Laurie Dyson. The poem is rated mature and may contain material unsuitable for readers under 18. Antique roses seem to need to flow and walk outside the confines of a garden bed. Perhaps it's the very nature of being wild and their heritage which bestows this bent on their survival. Though glorious in the budding and blooming, their location is always a surprise to my garden path meanders. Legginess of some splayed wide to entice the closer viewing of the petals and thorns played just so to ensnare them when they might dare to be touched. Enjoyment unallowed at closest quarters. Look, I see you, safe distance acknowledged. But allow me my elegantly raw existence. Such raw, exquisite beauty. Copyright 2011, Larry Dyson.
Very well done, Chris.
And he had some really great comments by some really good people below it.
Well, hey, you know what? Everybody can hop onto his page and check it out. Writer's Cafe, Laurie Dyson.
Thanks, man. You guys take care. It was a great night.
And we'll talk to you next week. Looking forward to it already, Chris.
Take care.
That was Chris on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Wow. Two Chris's? Where do we go from there?
I'm kind of in a... You know what? I'm in a New York state of mind. Let's go to New York. Someone should write a song.
You should, you know, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
I've heard that.
Once or twice.
Hey.
We let you come on the line. We just kind of dance around the subject until you say something.
I had to figure out that you guys were alluding to me, or, you know, I only have one cell to work with, so you have to excuse my slow arrival to understand that you wanted me to talk.
No, it's all right. We're just, you know, playing with this, seeing what happens. That's all this is one big experiment.
Yeah, well, I've been there, done that. Oh, I've been done, I don't know, whatever. Let's see if I could do an experiment of my own. I dug up something a little older. Not that old, but let's see. It's called... what is it called? Oh, it's called Never Give Up. It's been so long. So long. The feeling is so strong, but there's no one it's gone to for quite a while. The miles I've walked to search for that heart has caught my attention, and I have to mention my lack of belief that this loneliness will cease anytime soon. My aches loom over the mate I'd crooned for and let her swoon in my arms so that I'd never let her go. But alas, I can't let go of what I don't have. Whether it's where I'm headed or actions of the past, it seems that my wants and dreams have been outcast, replaced by the fast lane of today's game of fools, training with tools that patch but don't remove the cause of today's lacking relationships. What remains is the flaws, along with desired blindness so as to not see the thought of no matter how many others are wrong, I can only fix me. And if I'm not even happy with myself, then how can I find wealth in another? And if I see no wrong in me, I'll still stay the same and put the blame on another. But I don't want to cover that type of ground. I want to do what allows the special one to stay around. And no matter what currents come around, we'll weather the storm because of what we found in each other. We'll teach each other to never give up. And the first thing that we won't give up on is each other. End point.
Very well done, brother.
Thank you.
As always, I like the way you present. I like the way you read your poems. Just don't give up on our show. We're making changes, and we, you know, we're always looking for fixes, tweaks here and there.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. I'll find a way to get through no matter what. You know, it's understandable, and, you know, you guys are going to do with the intentions of making it better for everybody. I understand that. You know, I just got to deal with my one brain for no matter what, so it's okay.
Beautiful.
But it's developing. It's developing. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. That was Leon, World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. We kind of covered that before the show. None of us, all of us are dedicated to what we're doing. We're always trying to make things better. Our aim is always to put on the best possible platform with the knowledge that we have for each in a particular week. So just bear with us as we go through the changes and add on things like live events and the other secret that I can't say anything about because JT's looking at me like I'm going to die if I mention it.
It's just better not to promise it unless we know we can do it.
Exactly. So just hang in there with us. We're having a great time with this. We love what we do. We love your craft. We want to hear more poetry from you. And one person we'd love to hear more poetry from is from New Jersey, right down away from New York. Please welcome June.
Hi.
Hey, welcome back to our show.
Thank you. Yeah, this is very cool. You have a great group. I really enjoy it. I'm glad I found it, and you linked on to the new room that I saw. So it's been a very awesome thing. Okay. I have a poem that I found kind of in my arcades essay that I did a little home project for my mother when she was 83. Kind of cut out poems and paste it in a box. Anyway, and I always would hear this saying called, "This too shall pass." When things are really difficult, it's a good thing to, it's come more home to me right now. Okay, it's called, "This too shall pass." For some moments, we wish to pass quickly. For others, we wish would never end. Basking in a glorious time, savoring every morsel. When hard times come, as so often they do, remembering that comforting saying, "This too shall pass." Though it's difficult sometimes to see the forest through the trees, sometimes we just should rest, be serenely still and quiet for a while. Even when we really can't find a reason why we should smile. When weary, sad, or forlorn, and sometimes wish we were never born. Too much aggravation, strife, and turmoil is here. All we can do is lower our head with a tear. Until perhaps a faithful, kind friend comes to us and says,
Be not dismayed. Someone does care. Be assured that this too shall pass. A better day is coming soon. And.
A better day is always coming.
Yeah, I was remembering, I saw something, somebody was stressed over there in a little line. And so I thought that would maybe give a little hope. Sometimes we all need that, a little comfort.
We do.
Yes. We always need a comfort. We always need to know that no matter how dark things are, life is like a roller coaster ride. There are downs, there are ups. There are twists and turns. We just need to sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
There you go. Enjoy the ride. It's not, yeah, it's not the where you get to. It's the ride.
Exactly.
That's a good the journey. Yeah, the journey of the ride.
Cool. I should put that in a poem somewhere.
Yeah. I have a few probably somewhere. I know, because it's like very, like, so in me. Yeah, that's, you can do it. Go for it. Yeah. And we get our little inspirations all over the place.
Beautiful.
Yeah, very cool.
All right. That was June on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio. Yeah. This is just how we... well, with some slight variation, this is just how we envisioned the show when we first started. Sit back, comfortable space, good friends, slight smell of incense in the air.
Well, the incense is like 3 inches of my face, so yeah. It's not that slight.
The mood lighting is not quite what we envisioned it. And we don't have the hookers and cocaine. But other than that, those shows just like we envisioned it.
No, they're stuck in Studio X.
Stall 17 and 18, right?
No. Mm. I don't put them in there.
Why?
No, that's not. Those are not proper for ladies.
Yeah.
Okay. Ah, crazy. Crazy days.
Crazy days?
Yes.
What? Are you going to try to go all Howard Stern private parts on me right now?
No. I'm trying to watch my mouth and not get myself into trouble. I want to remain on the air until our big live event. All right. Someone who's going to bring me out of the tailspin that I'm in, please welcome Philip from Kentucky.
No one can do that, my friend.
Howdy, fellers.
Hello.
I was listening to the radio program, so I don't know what you guys were saying at this particular moment, but I hope all the other readers were interesting and fascinating.
They have been interesting and fascinating. Why aren't you listening to our show?
No, stop it.
I'm an old man, you know? I get sleepy. What can I say, you know? There's so much distraction. But I think the new chat room format is... I don't know. It seems to be catching on, or at least for me it is. I'm kind of starting to like it.
There's the
people are starting to heart it a lot.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, right, no doubt. I'm not even sure what that signifies or means.
I don't really know either, but I think it's funny enough that you almost kind of want to start using it in everyday life. I heart that.
But yeah, right?
Hearted and walk out, and people are like, I don't know what
Especially
he did.
When you're on the college campus.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, spring time and, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but... This is a nice show, so we don't
want to... Theoretically, it's a nice show.
Yes. In theory, it's a nice show. In practicality, not so much.
Well, cheers. I'll get to it and let you guys carry on, and I hope you have a good meal tonight.
At Applebee's? Probably not.
At Applebee's, yes. Is that an oxymoron, a good
meal? Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll try.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, cheers to that. All right, here we go. I don't know if you pronounce the word nadir or nadir. I always tend to pronounce it nadir. Sleeping rough astride a literary nadir where faces resemble descriptions read instead of seen at the normal rate of 24 cinematic frames per second.
Mm.
Here we go. The unnamed child is illusory. When his cavity-filled mouth opens, angels appear. Word, salad, sign language sung by choirs harmonized in tones of mute schizophrenia as winged homunculi pass his canines still gnashing at the unfinished past. I have panhandled for booze, money, and contraband in these bleak alleys fetid as the elementary canal where garbage bins serve free afterbirth buffets 247-365. Vowels do not split infinitives, my bearded, boozy twin randomly stipulates.
Estragon and Vladimir ever waiting for Godot, or once more failing to hang ourselves in the long, throat-dry seasons. I keep secret this boy who visits afar these DT thresholds that at last elapse. His jaundiced eyes reflect absinthe-green analog clocks whose geriatric hands tell time in hourly poetic suicides. Marina Svetaeva at Bolshevik noon after eating another cold plate of horse meat. Paul Salon at one and so on. The arms announce all from the post-moderns to the pre-Romans who joined the past tense by crafty warm bath methods secured by their own free will. Beneath a purple twilight in a month unknown, he returns again with the queer, vociferous news that our mother's womb was a sanguine balloon filled with the Holy Spirit and aromatic nitrous oxide suckled into blue, cyanotic demise. And there it is, fellers.
Strong work as always, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that, and you guys have a great Friday evening, and I hope to see you. Are we on next Friday?
Oh, yes.
We are. Our next night off is actually August 21st, and to be honest, we can't see spending a Friday without each other. We're all going to be at the same venue next week off, the
21st. August 21st is going to be the next night we have a best of. And the reason we're doing that is I'm playing at this ridiculously big kind of concerts
performance
circus performance thing. I'm going to be performing.
We can give them a free plug because of what's going on
because,
in our world.
Because you know, I'm in
you're
it.
Playing you're part of things. The show. But yeah. it's not
I'm
a poem.
I'm very happy for you, Michael. That's wonderful. I'm excited for you, man.
Oh, well, thank you.
This
thank
is prosatry yeah, here.
All right. Well, cheers, fellas. You guys be good, and I'll see you soon.
Hey, thanks, Philip.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, so what we're talking about is called Rock Circus Masquerade. It's Friday, August 21st at 8:30 p.m. It's Oriental Theater at 44th and Tennyson.
In Denver, Colorado.
Amazing music and stories. The Silent Still will be there. You know, Draven, the guy that did our outro from the commercials. They're going to have Horrifying Theater, Pandemic Collective, The Astounding Acrobatics of Fractal Tribe Circus.
Fractal Tribes. That, they're amazing. Fractal Tribes are amazing.
I think that's worth the price of the ticket alone. Now, there are aerials of... I can't even see their names.
Alizé
and Naja.
Uh-huh.
And much more. And, of course, I'm going to be down there. And there may or may not be a 10-foot interdimensional being walking
around. There most likely will be. I'm also hoping there will be a balloon artist. So that... could just that would take everything over the edge and just make my head explode. If there were balloon animals being made,
especially while you're performing,
I wouldn't even know what to do. I'm gonna have my face painted.
Awesome.
So yeah,
If you want to come hang out with us roughly a month before our live event, come check out the Rock Circus Masquerade. The tickets are available at thesilentstill.com. Also, you can check out some of the Silent Still's music there as well.
If you buy a ticket, you get the album for free.
What?
Yes, sir.
I'm buying my ticket online. Also, you can check out the recruitment video. Definitely worth the watch. One of the voices in the video, the only voice in the video, might sound a little familiar. All right, that was not a plug. That was prosatry.
Okay.
All right. Nice. So, that being said...
pushing it and pushing it and pushing it.
I know. Please welcome the host of Red River Radio, Tales from the Pages. She is Barbara.
Hi, you crept up on me.
I know. You know, most women say that to me.
Wow!
Sorry,
that's why he gets hit in the face with pans and purses all the time. All the time.
Okay, I'm splicing two tiny poems together that I wrote.
Sounds painful.
Just on a whim. It was actually for a contest, but it turned out that I don't know. I couldn't remember my login, so I couldn't really get into the website. But so, anyway, here goes. It's called Writing Love. The words begin in my brain as love begins, with a faint yearning to place them on the page,
Tentatively, they emerge timid at first and unaware of their role in the piece until suddenly mind and my hand become a couple as love finds its right partner and we cavort together, creating images and lines and bringing to life characters and lives not seen before as the writing skips together with our souls and pours onto the page. As we would confide in a lover, hoping at the end there will be a hug and not a snub. Writing chose me like the lone girl at the dance. Writing took my hand and showed me the beauty of my long-held thoughts. And they tumbled out in a jumble, yet writing continued to bring them like the inside of a hoarder's home, spilling them onto the page for me, embroidering them with feelings even I didn't know I had, as my fingers made words proclaiming to the world my inside thoughts hidden for so long, some dusty and some still wet as a newborn.
Very well done, Barbara.
Thank you. I just threw together two poems. You can't even feel the seams, right?
I just threw together like seven poems, and someone told me that it was like a chain of sonnets. I had no clue what that was.
A sonnet chain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sonnet chain?
A chain of sonnets.
Yeah.
Sonnet chain.
A sonnet chain. Like the kind Jacob Marley has in The Christmas Carol?
No.
Just confusing the issue, aren't I?
Wow. Dickens is rolling over in his grave at you. No,
Dickens has probably decomposed by now, I hate
He's
to tell you.
He's twirling in his grave.
He's twirling in his grave? Imagine how exciting that might be. You just lay there all
Maybe
day.
Maybe we can get him to show up for the rock circus masquerade.
If Charles Dickens, mostly decomposed corpse shows up, I'm excited.
That would be amazing.
I'm raising the ticket prices, man. if I can say that, no one has that.
Speaking of corpses, I just saw a really great show. I think it's on Hulu.
Uh-huh.
And it's called Deadbeat.
Uh-huh.
It's about a guy who speaks to ghosts. He can actually see ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
He's like not your normal guy. He's like a guy who is like a deadbeat. That's why it's called Deadbeat.
Oh, it's not because he's on the beat where he talks to the dead. It's because he's an actual deadbeat.
No, he's a little, on the deadbeat side.
Oh, the irony is not lost on me.
His best friend is a drug dealer. Yeah, it's not your normal show.
Okay.
People like Daryl Hammond show up on it.
So you're basically saying he would be one of our listeners if he was a real person.
Possibly. But I don't know if he listens to poetry. I think he basically doesn't listen to anything. He's
when ghosts are cooler than poets, we got a problem.
Well, the ghosts he's talking to aren't so cool. Kind of creepy, and they all want to leave.
Those jerks.
Right?
Ungrateful guests.
I thought it was cool. So I thought it was funny about it.
Very cool. Very cool.
Barbara, thank you very much for calling our show. We look forward to hearing from you next week.
Thank you guys for. I spent most of my birthday. Well, it's over now. Sad, but I will celebrate this weekend. But thank you.
No. Awesome. And thank you for spending part of your birthday with us. And may the next few years bring you many happy returns, and you turn 16, 17, 18 after this, okay?
Yes, and look for my name.
Barbara Ehrentrud.
You're reading the Huffington Post in the middle of August.
All right.
Okay.
I will definitely
That's
keep an eye out for
say.
That.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Man. You know what would just make this evening complete?
What?
Is if we have a good or a few more callers.
Yeah. We've got a couple more.
No, that's what I mean. Icing on the cake.
Well, she used to be from Texas, but now she's from Minnesota, don't you know?
Wasn't she from Minnesota, then she went to Texas, then she went back to Minnesota?
I think
there you go.
Identity
that's the way to Michael.
Crisis.
She's from Minnesota and made a pit stop in Texas.
She's having an identity crisis. All right. Mariah, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
Are you confused now? Because I am.
What was that?
I said, are you confused now? Because I kind of am. So what will you be reading us tonight? Better than do you have poetry for us?
I am actually doing a cover poem of Katie's, a.k.a. F68, in the chat room.
Okay.
Okay.
Why isn't she reading on our show?
I tried to get her to.
Do you like how intensely confrontational J-Todd's being?
I know.
Yeah, how come amazing. You're not listening to this show?
Yeah.
How come you're not calling on yourself?
It's because we work hard for this platform for your poetries.
I totally understand Katie's
asphyxiate.
Yeah, we all hate J-Todd's voice too. Yeah.
Well, no, I totally understand her reasoning.
Asphyxiate.
Katie, I remember listening to your SoundCloud. It was pretty freaking awesome.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Katie, I'm sure your voice is great, but we understand.
All right. So, okay. Cover away.
I'm sticking with prose.
Okay.
And
smelling kind of prosy in here.
this is actually her letter to Blair, the girl that I wrote that first letter for a couple weeks ago. So I don't know exactly what the title of this is. It just has a heart.
All right. I love the idea.
Hearted.
All right, here goes. Dear Broken Wing, your feathers are far more beautiful than the sky could have dreamed. And I only feel I had to say this a million times because I'd seen the way you wouldn't believe it. Sometimes, when the clouds had consumed the sun and you were faced with nothing but the wind and growing shadows, I think your heart broke. I mean, when you'd read things that you should have deleted that day or ran into memories that should have been donated, when yesterday and last month came crashing through your window at 2 a.m. and your pillow suffered the screams and bitterness and regret, leaving it damp at sunrise. Remember, you deserve to fly. You always deserve to fly. To tiptoe with your head held high at the edge of the tallest branch and glide across that city, eyes closed and the world weightless. Your ascension had worn so heavily on your mind that for the longest time you'd tried to turn blackberry bushes into clouds, ignoring the thorns and the little crimson maps they drew over the backs of your hands. But look where they have led you. Can be so sweet when suddenly your breath doesn't catch at your reflection in the front door, and you can stand on your porch without comparing yourself to creaking wood. When the walk to the car and the song that comes on doesn't sink claws into self-destructive memories designed to drag you down. Your soul bleeds lyrics boldly now, and your smile has finally found its way back to your eyes, which I'm sorry took so long. It's breathtaking, though. New horizons warm your palms and lips while tomorrow breaks as dawn falling into your window. Dear Lighter Notes / Sans Poetic Prose, I never really go on Pottermore anymore, but whenever I get my reminder emails, I think of you. In fact, whenever I do anything nerdy, my mind literally skips to you and our tiny, long-time disbanded but still around but not like we used to be quartet. Sure, there were others, but the Claire / Alexis / Nickness / Katie Metz had to be the funnest batch to ever briefly unite beneath the ties of AP and Harry Potter and everything else we stood for. And while we still float the cyberverse bumping affectionately into one another, it's not the same as all those years back, and that's a shame. I stalk your pictures. You truly are a fantastic photographer. And it saddens me you reside on the other side of the ocean. Alas, one day, maybe for your stateside, because I have a deep discomfort, i.e. fear, of the bug life in Australia, even in a big city. Yikes. Perhaps this isn't as spiffy as you'd have liked, but this is from me. Love me. Always me. Darling, you built the walls of your nest up like armor and set yourself ablaze, soundlessly swallowing one regret after another until the taste of that long-past mistake sidled up. It settled its way from your tongue. Your ash filled the air, and when you awoke, your wings were new, on fire and glorious. You rose, a phoenix of yesterday, and you became life. Sincerely,
There is no postscript. P.S. I'll rhyme if I want to, and you'll like it. Another P.S. Maybe I hadn't seen it. Maybe because I'm thousands of miles away and I'd been so swept up in my own world I couldn't help but to ease your mind or heart or, I don't know, anything. Maybe this is just a letter of what I wished I had shared and said and made you understand because it sounds so beautifully like what a good friend should do. Maybe that's what I wanted to be but wasn't. Maybe I was like the rest who vacantly liked the little things you would post, who commented generic adoration that would bring half a smile to your face but never quite did. Push to see the glare beyond the shadow box beauty and hurt your lens would capture from time to time. Maybe I'm writing a bit of this to myself because I've been somewhere close to there and I know how it feels. Maybe I'm just as self-centered as the rest, but I don't want to be. End poem.
Very well done.
I didn't realize how long that one was.
It is a very wordy poem, but we're in a wordy craft, so it's a beautiful thing.
Okay.
That was for you, Katie.
Great work, Katie.
Great work. Great read, Marag. Just keep the work coming. Katie, if you feel like brave enough to join us next week, we'd love to have you.
And on the other side, too, if you keep wanting to have your poetry read and you just... You know, still not ready to call in. You can always go to the contact form on the site, World Poetry Open Mic, and just send it into the contact form there. We'll read it on the air.
All right. Mariah from Minnesota on the World Poetry Open Mic, next Evolution in Poetry Radio.
Don't you know?
And we're going to go from Mariah to a poet from Writer's Cafe, a longtime friend of mine. Yeah. Going on 6 years. Please welcome Word Man.
How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine.
Well, welcome back to our show. I'm glad you made another appearance, brother.
Thank you. I thought I'd give it another try.
And our producer, on the fly, gets you back into queue. He was flying through that.
His ears are tired now.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. So what are you going to share with us tonight?
You mean I'm on already? I'm sitting here listening to the broadcast.
Oh, yeah, you're on. You're on the air.
Well, Dan, John, let me switch over here.
Oh, we figured we'd kick back, have a drink before we...
Let me get this volume turned off. Okay, Mr. Underhill, I am going to read a poem called Romeo and Juliet, The Final Curtain.
Okay.
And the poem goes, "The winds of time blow memories of you through my mind. A sweeter love I shall never know as the winds of time gently blow. The smell of the honeysuckle in the air, two young people in love without a care. Forever and always your love shall be mine, if only in my mind. For I have touched your soul, and you have touched mine, and I will love you till the end of time. The essence of you shall always be gentle on my mind, two souls searching for solace as we move through time. You have brought me from a boy to a man, and for that I will always be in your debt, and something I will never forget. But fate wasn't kind to you and me, our love could never be. So I will dream of you from time to time, as the essence of you will always be on my mind. Romeo, Romeo, where art thou, Romeo? I'm in your heart, I'm in your mind, where I will remain until the end of time." And that's it.
Another great read, brother. Please don't stop calling our show. I like the fact that you started calling and sharing with us.
Thank you. And I got a couple more people going to call you, I think, next week.
Beautiful.
Wonderful. Thank you, sir.
It's always good to have our family grow.
See you guys later.
All right. That was Word Man on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Just so blessed. And it's not just the callers. And to be honest, it's not just the crew that I work with. It's the people that I associate with outside of this. I had occasion to one of the venues that we were entertaining wanted me to write up a little history of what we do. And I shared this with my wife in the car a day ago or so. I wrote up the history of what all three of us have done over the last few years. And I'm like, damn, we have led some really incredible lives. We've been blessed to know many great musicians, artists, you name it. And I just want to take a moment and say thank each and every one of you that have touched my life. You were put there for a purpose, and I cannot thank you enough.
Thank you, man. And that goes out to everybody who's listening as well. You know, it's kind of cool to be able to look back over two years and be able to say, you know, we've been there with, like, we've check in with Dennis almost every week. We check in with Chris almost every week. And as this keeps growing and as, you know, longtime callers keep calling in or, well, be gone for a while and then call back again, like Ellie.
Like Dale did last week.
Exactly. When that happens, it's kind of cool. We get to come back together and check in. And so we build these relationships with people, and it's awesome. And we're really happy to be able to do that with you, and that's kind of our goal.
We really are a strong family. There's very few lines that can be crossed that would cut you off from the family. So I just encourage you to take your family, embrace all of the poets that call this show, get to know them, get to know their work. Much like we've gotten to know this lady here, please welcome from New York, she is Lorraine.
Well, hello.
Hello, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. This is an honor again. I'm watching Ancient Aliens on TV.
With that guy that his hair sticks up everywhere.
Well, that's a big thing. The blue moon is caused by aliens.
Hair?
Yeah.
Smart, though.
He's incredibly smart.
Incredibly smart. I think, you know, that's why he doesn't bother with doing his hair. And all that, you know, then just thinking.
No, what happens is he does his hair, but he's thinking so much, it just causes static electricity in his hair, and it goes...
You know, every time I see him, I think of that scene from Airplane where the guy's like, I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue, and his hair is sticking up just like that. His name, Lloyd Bridges.
Now they have a new one on vacation. There was a remake of Chevy Chase's. Did you see that?
Oh, God. Yeah, I saw promos for it. I'm not sure if I'm going to go see it.
If they mix it with Ancient Aliens, I will definitely watch it.
I would definitely, because I've already seen a UFO. Don't laugh. I really did see one. I was on the Bell Parkway, and I was coming through the gate at Valley Stream, and I said to the girl, would you mind stepping out? Because you see what I see. It was about 3 in the morning, and I was leaving the airport. And sure enough, she saw it. And then it just went, you know, it was there and left.
Wow.
Anyhow, getting warm and fuzzy toward the end of the evening, I thought I would lay this one on you. It's called The Sweetest Place, This Side of Heaven. It's wrapped in your arms, feeling your breath warm upon my face, pulling you closer, locked in an embrace, feeling myself falling slowly, drifting on waves of passion, carrying me to where I've never been, in love with love, exempt from sin, never ending, and so we begin, while blessings rain from afar, this side of heaven is where you are. Thank you.
Lorraine, thank you so much for staying up with us and reading. It's great to be able to close out our calls with you.
Well, that's an honor, and honestly it is. And you guys are always, you know, I wish you the best for the rest of the week and the weekend, and hopefully we'll talk on Friday.
All right, same to you. Thank you so much.
And have a good night tonight and a good weekend.
You as well. Rest up.
Thank you. Thanks.
That was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. So, Elaine called, and I came up with this piece after she called. I said I should write it out, so I figured I would. This is a new one called The Coaster Ride. Ah, that sudden sinking feeling you get in the pit of your stomach. The bar has dropped and locked. The air horn has signaled the beginning of your ride, and the brakes release, and you coast off into darkness. You feel the rush of forward motion, but nothing can help you gather your sense of how fast. Then, in an instant, You're cast into light, and the coaster cars are caught on a chain. Clickety 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 clack, you know there's no turning back. Clickety 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 clack, steadily forward up to the top of the hill. Clickety 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 clack, the anticipation agonizing at best. Then, clickety 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 clunk, you have reached the top. The true ride is about to begin as you survey what lies ahead, the ups and downs, the twists and turns. Scary or fun, you be the judge. At times it seems you're careening out of control, being thrown this way and that, making your rectal tissue pucker at times, but thrilling just the same. The adrenaline spike elongates time, making mere moments seem like eternities, screaming aloud with each valley and peak, an unexpected turn. And before you know it, the ride is done. The brakes come on as you return to start, and your first conscious thought before departing the coaster, damn, I wish I could do it all over again. Life is like a roller coaster. The ups and downs, the twists and turns, it is scary and fun at the same time, but only you can choose. Do you white-knuckle your way through the ride, gripping the bar for every ounce of safety you can get? Or do you throw your hands in the air and ride on with hardly a care, determined to enjoy the ride come what may? Either way, at the end, I'm sure each one of us will say, damn, I wish I could do it all over again. And if the roller coaster is not your speed, I would suggest the beautiful carousel. However, I warn you, it has its own ups and downs. I say, though, that's just how life goes. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. A new poem that I've only read on the show like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I was just pulling a gag there. Sorry, guys. All right. With that being said, Michael and I and JT have had a really busy week, not only in this front, but also on the job fronts as well.
I literally haven't had a moment to sit down.
So he did not. He was not given a moment to learn Tony Medina's song. We're going to extend him an extra week to learn it when he gets some free time. And then he will come back next week prepared, lyrics in hand, ready to rock Tony Medina's challenge. And we want to thank you for tuning in. For Michael Amade, JT, and myself, I am J. Todd Underhill. You've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic. Good night, Robert Mordlin, wherever you're at.